August 29, 2007. Welcome to Mining Weekly. In this podcast, read by Shannon O'Donnell of Creamer Media's Mining Weekly, we bring you the past week's top news stories from the mining industry in South Africa and the rest of the world. In this week's bulletin, BHP Billiton sees Indian demand playing an increasingly important role. Harmony tackles rising costs, and African Eagle joins the Altecs. Spotlight on the subcontinent. The world's biggest mining group, BHP Billiton, says that although growth in the US has shown moderation over the past year or so, demand from China and India has more than made up for this. CEO-designate Marius Kloppers says BHP Billiton has seen its sales to India increase dramatically over the last 2 years.
We've seen the sales of our product to India increase very dramatically over the last couple of years. And we are up to about 4% of our total sales, which is coincidentally almost the same percentage of our sales as China used to be 6 or 7 years ago. So a very rapid growth in terms of GDP. We see India as being close to where China was perhaps 12 or 15 years ago. We are confident that it's going to continue to grow. And I think the way that Chip always describes it is that we have multiple billions of people entering the industrialized age. And that's what's going to drive our product demand.
Harmony goes back to basics. World number 5 gold producer Harmony Gold Mining will have to ruthlessly focus on cost cutting as it moves forward, says chairperson Patrice Motsepe. The firm this week announced a headline loss of 133 cents a share for the June quarter, a 329% decline from the 58 cents a share headline earnings posted for the March quarter. Costs are the company's biggest concern, having rocketed during the quarter. This was partly because problems with the software system installed during December and January had resulted in 250 million rand in costs that should have been included in the March quarter results being included in the June quarter. Harmony's long-serving Chief Executive Officer Bernard Swanepoel and the company's financial director have both resigned since the beginning of the month, when news of financial problems at the company surfaced. Acting CEO Graham Briggs says that the accounting system's problem could take about 6 months to set right. Altecs listing. Africa-focused exploration company African Eagle Resources has listed 53 million shares on Johannesburg's Altecs in the presence of a live African hawk eagle, as it became the first inward listing of a resources company without any South African assets. The company was already listed on London's alternative investment markets. The listing was pioneering on two counts, in that it was the first inward listing on the Altecs with no local assets or connections, and the first AIM secondary listing on the Altecs in which capital was raised. The company is primarily exploring for gold and copper in Mozambique, Tanzania and Zambia, but also has early-stage uranium, nickel and platinum prospects. On its Altecs listing, South Africa investors held about 30% of the company's share capital. Also, in this week's Mining Weekly magazine, published on Friday, read our cover story on BHP Billiton, as CEO-designate Marius Kloppers prepares to take the reins from Chip Goodyear. We also report on progress at JSE-listed Teal Exploration and Mining's wholly-owned Ojikoto project in Namibia. Finally, don't miss our feature on pumps. That's a roundup of this week's stories on Creamer Media's Mining Weekly. For more on these and other stories, visit miningweekly.co.za.